Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are a blessing and very much needed. Thank you for all the edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. You are a true man of God who does speak the truth. Just keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. And may the Lord help the saints to keep the faith and stand strong as we go through our trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
You are listening to the Overcomer Ministry radio broadcast.
Thanks, good morning.
From Walterboro, South Carolina.
Oh, help us now, Lord God. Thou art God, even our God. There is none like Thee, none beside Thee, O God. So we look to You this hour, our Father in heaven. We would worship You in spirit and in truth. We would give You the glory due Your name. I would speak as the oracles of God. Words of faith to minister grace to the saints, edify the body, O God. Help us now, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemy triumph over Thee. Oh, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Oh, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Oh, my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemy triumph over me. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God,
oh, my God,
I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Let's make it a prayer. Hallelujah. We would walk in the victory, lest our enemies triumph over us. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in Thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto Thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold Thou me up, and I shall be safe. And I will have respect unto Thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from Thy statutes. For their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love Thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of Thee, and I am afraid of Thy judgments. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the rain. How precious, huh? Thank you, Lord. It's necessary. Without the rain, we can't make it. We can't sustain this life. Hallelujah. But He's given us rivers of living water. How about it? Thank you, Lord. He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. This spake he of the Holy Ghost. Them that believe should receive. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. 290. All right. 209. Let me find it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say what? There you go. Praise the Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Rest in his righteousness alone, all is to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Thank you, Lord. To him that is afflicted, pity shall be shewed from his friend. But he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as a stream of brooks they pass away, which are blackest by reason of ice and wherein the snow is hid. What time they wax warm, they vanish. When it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. The paths of their ways are turned aside. They go to nothing and perish. The troops of Tema looked. The companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hope. They came thither and were ashamed. Jeremiah 17:10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. As a partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Jeremiah says, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me. I shall be saved. Thou art my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, being justified by faith, made right, we have the righteousness of God because we're justified by faith. We have peace with God. We're reconciled. Hallelujah. We're no longer strangers and pilgrims, but fellow citizens of the household of God, by whom also we have access, by Jesus Christ. We have access into this grace wherein we do stand, and even into this grace where we have fellowship with the saints. Hallelujah. The communion of the Holy Ghost. Into this grace, O God, wherein we stand, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, we glory. Tribulation also. We glory in tribulation. We glory in tribulation. Hallelujah. Tribulation make for hope. Y'all want to hear it? I'm going to read it right out of the book. Hallelujah. So we glory in tribulation also, knowing tribulation worketh patience. Patience experience. And experience hope. But it began with tribulation. Hallelujah. Patience. Experience. And then experience hope. Guess what? Hope maketh not ashamed. For the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That spirit of promise, the Holy Ghost, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Grieve not that Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Whereby ye are sealed. Thank you, Lord. Hope maketh not ashamed. Hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in your hearts. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Hallelujah. So, Brother Sarah used to say he look and hope for the day when he can come in and talk to the people and say the Lord Jesus is coming, and or Maranatha, and their faces light up. We still have the hope. Hallelujah. And hope make it not ashamed. You know, we still hope that we go to the tabernacle and all will be present. I still have that hope. I have the hope that when we get there, we'll all apply ourselves. I still have that hope. Praise the Lord. I have the hope that, you know, we'll actually go there not in form and fashion, but actually get a hold of God. You know, not leave the way that we came, but every time we leave the prayer house, that we're changed. And as we're changed, we go back with a different outlook. That's still my hope. All right? So let me not be ashamed of my hope, oh God. Thank you, Lord. I still hope that you'll not be offended at the preaching, that you will rejoice in hope with me, that you would worship God with me, that you would magnify. I still have that hope, that we would do it in the unity of the Spirit as one man, that we would serve God with one consent, that we would glorify him in our bodies and our spirit. That is still the hope that I have. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. So let me not be ashamed of my hope. I hope that the Lord will come and save me. That's still my hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And of course, what we have to hold us to the hope is the promise. Y'all understand that God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. He promised us eternal life. Of course, we don't esteem it as we should. That's because he's not done with us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, when he's done with us, we'll esteem eternal life. Yeah, we'll esteem fellowship with God. We'll even esteem fellowship with the saints. I still have this hope. Hallelujah. I have the hope of seeing him and being like him. And because of this hope, there's some purifying going on. I know it to be so because God said it. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. I have the hope. I believe God. Hallelujah. And when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going on in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, just what is hope? Praise the Lord. You know, all men have hope. Everybody understand that? Even the little, even if we can't define it, we have it. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. So David wisely prayed, let me not be ashamed of my hope. Because all men don't hope in God. No. But all men have hope. Praise the Lord. And they whose hope is in God have faith. All men have not faith. They do have hope. Praise the Lord. But not faith, because their hope is not in God. Hope thou in God. Who is the health of your countenance? Don't hope in your performance. Huh? Don't hope in getting your way. Definitely don't do that. Hallelujah. Don't hope in not being reproved. There's no life in it. Praise God. But hope thou in God. Who is the health of thy countenance? Praise the Lord. Glory to his name. It's defined somewhat like Philippians 1 and 20. And Philippians 1 and 20. We'll start a few verses above and we'll get to the end of it. All right? Start at the beginning. Paul said, the one preached Christ of contention. Can you imagine that? Yeah, Pastor, we've experienced it. We've even done it. Not sincerely. They preach, but not sincerely. Supposing to add affliction to my body. Sometimes we quote the scripture, but not sincerely. Hallelujah. We don't say them to edify Charlene. We say them to pull Charlene down. So we speak the word, but in contention. We handle the word of God, but deceitfully, not sincerely. I'm speaking to you all sincerely. I hope that y'all will hear this word and be doers thereof. I hope that we would esteem it as the very word of God, not just some pastime. Well, you know, this is what we have to do. We're here at the Overcomer. So Pastor Rice, expect for us to listen to him preach. Praise the Lord. Not like that. Not like that, saints. Thank you, Lord. But here am I, gathered with the saints, suffering affliction with the people of God. The Lord has given me ears to hear, and here I am able to hear. Oh, yes, so I'm going, and I'm going to hear what the Spirit said. Hallelujah. Like that. All right. That is my hope. Ever how you come, my hope is that you'll come right. Praise the Lord. That's how I judge things, you know. If you done it maliciously, I hope that you didn't. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. If you're here under pretense, I hope you're not. I still have hope. Everybody understand? No matter what you do, I have hope. Thank you, Lord. What then, but the other of love. Good. Knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. How wonderful to be in defense of the gospel. Not in defense of your image. Oh, not in defense of what people think about you. But in defense of the gospel. I stand this morning in the defense of the gospel. Therefore, I have hope. Praise the Lord. In defense of the gospel. Praise the Lord. You all know many times we're in defense of something else. When you deal with people, you'll find out what they're in defense of. Absolutely. Hallelujah. You'll find out. You will find out. Thank you, Lord. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And I therein do rejoice, yea, and I will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Here it is, what hope is, according to my earnest expectation and hope. Same thing. Earnest expectation. See? So earnestly I expect for us to show up right. See, that's my hope. Earnestly I expect righteous response. That's my hope. Huh? Praise the Lord. But there is the hope, which caused me to have this hope. Huh? Christ is the hope of Israel. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. Oh, let me not be ashamed of my hope, Lord. But that with all boldness, as always, this is what Paul expects. So now also Christ shall be magnified in my body. We're not quite gotten there yet. But since God is saving us, this is the path we take. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Hallelujah. Don't look at your own failures. Look in the God who promised, God who called you, the God who begun the good work. Huh? So we have hope. No matter how short we come or how much we fail God, we know that God doesn't fail us. I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. Being confident of this very thing, he which have begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That Christ shall be magnified in my body. But he says more. He said, whether by life or by death. For sure, he will be magnified in our bodies by death. As many that were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. Absolutely. So we reckon ourselves to be buried with him in baptism and risen to walk with him in the newness of life. Thank you, Lord. So yes, he's magnified in our bodies first by death, then by life. Everybody understand? Paul said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, this death, this death, this death. Praise the Lord. Huh? It is a body of death. Nevertheless, we live. Yet not I, but Christ. Thank you, Lord. Paul said, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Then he goes on to say, there is therefore now no condemnation. There is some deliverance. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, because that's death. Huh? But after the Spirit. Well, that's life. Why? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus delivers us from the law of sin and death. See? But first he works death. Death, then life. Hallelujah. It's the life of Christ. All right, Ann, I hear you back there. What know ye not? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God. Oh, Lord, help us to believe it. And you are not your own. Not the hairs on your head. Huh? Certainly not your lips. Huh? We've not gotten there yet. I still have hope. Hallelujah. I still have hope. That before we speak, we'll understand, hey, I'm not my own. My lips are not my own. I'm not going to say that. We're not there. I have hope. Praise the Lord. I have hope. That we'll consider before we speak. We'll be swift to hear. That will help us to be slow to speak and slow to wrath. Because the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. And as we yield to God, he works his righteousness in us. As we yield our members, we have to yield, you know. Servants unto righteousness, unto holiness, the end everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I hope God get me through this. That is my hope. Everybody understand? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. So we're not our own. Everybody understand that? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. Spirit of promise, the comforter, which you have of God. And you're not your own. You are bought with a price. Y'all believe that? I have hope that we'll walk in that, in the fullness. Thank you, Lord, that we present our bodies every day in the performance of our reasonable service and say, Lord, I'm not my own. What do you want me to do? You want me to preach? You want me to pray fervently? Or you want me to give thanks in everything? I'm saying it this way to provoke you. You want me to receive the engrafted word with meekness? You want me to show forth the praise of him that called you out of darkness? Lord, here am I. What would you have me to do? Sing unto the Lord? Hallelujah. I will sing unto the Lord. For he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider he's thrown into the sea. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. I have hope that we will do it. Absolutely. That's our reasonable service. That's the least that God requires of us for all that he's done for us. And he's done great things, whereof we are glad. He has made me glad. That's my testimony. I will rejoice. That's still my testimony. For he has made me glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you going to rejoice, Sue Ann? Yeah, come on then. Yeah, I even have hope that we'll see old Ann running around the dining hall. I do have that hope. Old Brother Malone will walk uprightly. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. I have that hope. Praise the Lord. Old Brother Driver would say, get out of my way. Praise the Lord. Oh, you have that hope, Brother Driver? Hallelujah. Even have a hope that Brother Driver will get his voice back and say, thank you, Jesus, and pray for the saints like he used to. I have that hope. I have the hope that he'll get up to that organ and play that music under God. I have that hope. Now, this is my part. I maintain the hope. Hallelujah. Where's James? All right, going on in Jesus' name. So you see, we still hope for that which is right. Thank you, Lord. And God is righteous. He will perform that which is right. Don't be of good courage. I don't think that God's going to fail. We are a hard case, but not to God. That's in human language. We are a hard bunch. But is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. No, he's able to do all things, huh? To do exceeding abundantly above all we may ask or think. Glory, glory. Able to rain down manna from heaven. You know, the Lord still rains down manna from heaven. Hallelujah. He still brings water out of the rock. He still healed the sick. He still raised the dead. He still makes the blind to see. Hallelujah. God has not stopped doing miracles. It's just not done in the fashion that we've heard and read about. Yep, God does miracles. You're still here, aren't you? Hallelujah. Still standing. Horn in case. Still have hope. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have hope because these things are, even though they appear not to be. God is Ann's healer. That means he's your healer. And we're going into the kingdom, not lame and blind and halt. No, we're going to be just like him. Everybody understand? Or he's not lame, blind, and halt. Or he's got a glorious body. Praise the Lord. And we'll have the same. Yeah, we can't go in the kingdom with this stuff. You see how it does us, huh? It keeps us from going to the prayer house. Keeps us from rejoicing in the dining hall. You know, we can't go in the kingdom with that. God would have to put us out. See? He's done with that. When we get in the kingdom, we're going to stay in the kingdom. Hallelujah. He's going to take all that leaving out of our hearts. All of that backsliding, huh? He going to heal all our backsliding. Praise the Lord. Now, when we get to the kingdom, we're going to stay. And the reason we're going to stay is because that's the hope he's going to put in us. Praise the Lord. Now, we're not there yet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But what things were gained? To me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things. Paul, you mean all things? Well, yeah. But for the loss of the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, who I have suffered, whom I have suffered the loss of all. I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. Dung that I may win Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. That I might be found in him. Y'all hear me? Not having mine own righteousness. Oh, help me, Lord, not to esteem my own righteousness. It's of the law. Oh, but the righteousness through the faith of Christ. That's God's righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, do men esteem their righteousness? Absolutely. That's why God have to save us. We didn't esteem our righteousness, then we'd make God a liar. And he would need to save us. Huh? Yeah, we love our righteousness. It's worth nothing. Absolutely. It won't save us. But we love it. Huh? It's a facade. It boasts great things. It looks good, but it's no good. Like a whited sepulcher. It's beautiful on the outside, but inside it's full of death. See? That's how your righteousness is. That's how my righteousness is. Thank God for his righteousness. Hallelujah. Imputed unto us. Huh? We obtain it by faith, which is given unto us. See? So it's all of God. Huh? We ought to be happy. Oh, but this old flesh, this old carnal mind. Oh, you mean I'm actually supposed to be excited? Or just, excited in the mind? I see. Thank you, Lord. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Well, the only way to do that is to be made conformable to his death. Hallelujah. If by any means I might attain, we must attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Now, Paul said, and we say, not that we've already attained, we have not. Either we're already perfect, which we're not, but we follow after, that I may apprehend for that which also I am apprehended of Christ. He apprehended us so that we could apprehend him. He sought us out that we may seek him diligently. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he reward them that diligently seek him. Now don't get moved away from diligent. God says what he means and means what he say. Can God say what he mean and mean what he say? When he say fervent, he means fervent. We don't understand that, but still he means it. When he say diligent, he mean diligent. See? There's no if I feel like it. No. Diligent is diligent. Fervent is fervent. Hallelujah. Zealous is zealous. Praise the Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. To God be the glory. Again, Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended. But there's one thing I do. And if we're going to apprehend, we have to do it like this. Forget the things behind. Reach forth to the things that are before us and press. Press. Press toward the mark. For the prize of the high calling, it's a high calling. We got to press, though. Oh, we got to forget the things behind. We got to reach forth to the things that are before us. Praise the Lord. All right, and praise the Lord. We press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God Of course, it is in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, you know, the few that have faith. Not all men. Please understand that. Hallelujah. So whenever you meet a man, he doesn't know that he doesn't have faith. He doesn't talk like he doesn't have faith. But all men have not faith. Absolutely not. They all have hope, not faith. What's the difference, Pastor Rice? Are those that have faith hope in God? See? Other men, they hope in their grandchildren. Oh, they hope in their careers. Huh? They hope in their goodness. They hope in their wisdom. No faith there. We hope in God. Hallelujah. The only reason is because God's given us faith. You understand that. Hallelujah. Oh, he's going to drown out all of our other hopes. You know that. All these little things. Yes, he is. Y'all listen to me preach. Be not dismayed. Don't be discouraged. So, well, you know, Pastor Rice, I do hope a little bit in my grandchildren. God will take care of that. Absolutely. Yeah, when he's done, you won't hope it no more. All right, come on. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Now, remember out on the sea when and things got rough? Huh? And that storm rose up? Praise God. And they had to get rid of it. Finally, they had gotten rid of all the physical manifestations of hope. Absolutely. They didn't have anything that they could look upon that gave them hope. When all hope that they should be saved was taken away. That's everything that they could see. But hope that is seen is not hope. They still have hope because pretty soon Paul said, hey, y'all be of good cheer. Huh? I believe God. That means I have faith, which means I have hope. Praise the Lord. And that's an operation of God. Absolutely. The little things that you have hope in, God will take them. You see? Huh? Yeah, he'll take your grandchildren. He'll take your money. He'll take your health. Whatever you hoping in, God ain't going to have no rivals. Yeah, he's going to let you know that I'm God. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Yeah, they took away all the hope. All the hope was they didn't have no food. They didn't have no tackling. They didn't have anything. Huh? But hope in God. How about that? That's what hope in God is. Everybody understand? It says it like this. Hope that is seen is not hope. See? So for God to show himself mighty, he took away all those things. Like he trimmed down Gideon's army. Because he said, I'm going to make sure y'all won't hope in your numbers. He got upset when David numbered the people. Oh? Yes, he said, I'm going to make sure y'all won't trust in you. Well, here we are. We certainly can't trust in our numbers, can we? Hallelujah. We have hope, don't we? I have hope. Praise the Lord. Me and Terry show up. I'll still have hope because God has given me a hope. Praise the Lord. Y'all understand what hope is? Good to see you here, Charlene. But I have hope. Praise the Lord. I'm testifying about the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? So according to the faith of God's elect have faith and hope because that's what he gives them. And let's acknowledge that. Let's be faithful in it. Praise the Lord. The faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. So when we follow after godliness, we acknowledge the truth. Hallelujah. When we acknowledge the truth, we repent. Y'all know the truth is absolutely. Yeah, we say, I'm sorry you made me, God. All right. Praise the Lord. And that's sufficient for him to make us new creatures. He said, now I'm going to make you like this. Praise the Lord. In hope of eternal life, that is our hope, which God who cannot lie promised before the world began. We don't esteem it as we should. We're still living, you know, this life here. It won't last. Praise the Lord. As much as we hadn't fully received that yet. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is a temporal state. The things that are seen are temporal. Praise the Lord. And he'll pass away, but the things that are not seen are eternal. And here we are, these creatures that can see the things that are not seen. Yet we can also, you know, see this old earthly stuff. There's a conflict going on. One place Jesus said to the people, he said, I'm from above, ye are beneath. Well, that's what's going on in us. There's one that's above in you, in us. And then there's one that's beneath. They don't, the twain don't meet. Absolutely not. The twain don't meet. Huh? There's one trying to pull you down and will pull you down. And then there's others that lift you up, cause you to look up. Hallelujah. And we can yield to either one of those. But let us yield our members servants unto righteousness. We're no longer servants to sin. We can do it, but we don't have to. Praise the Lord. We're debtors to him that died for us, yea, rather, that rose again. Here it speaks of the grace of God that bringeth salvation. Hath appeared to all men, teaching us. Isn't this a good teaching? The grace of God. What does it do? It brings salvation. How? It teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Not to love the world nor the things of the world. Or it calls us out of the world. This is what the grace of God does. And the grace of God in you teach you to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Your natural impulses. That old man in you. By the grace of God, we crucify him. We mortify our members which are upon the earth. Oh, don't raise your heads up, saint. Hallelujah. If you don't mortify him, he's going to mortify you. Praise the Lord. Looking for that blessed hope, that blessed hope, that blessed hope. The glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Thank you, Lord. These things speak and exhort, he says. Speak and exhort with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Right? Y'all know you got authority? Even you, Neil. Praise the Lord. Neil said, yeah, I know. I got the keys locked up. You got authority above that, brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If we would really take it in and hear what the Spirit said, since God has determined to save us, he's given us authority. Absolutely. Yes. We have the right to follow after righteousness, deny ungodliness, worldly lust. You know why? We have authority. With authority come power. It's the same, really. Huh? Now, we like other authority, but this is the authority that God's given us. Absolutely. He's given us authority, power, over all the power of the adversary. To the degree that no weapon formed against, no matter what troop he brings up, what strategy, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. This is the authority that we have. Hallelujah. It's God's own power. As many as received him, to them gave he power. Yeah, even to them that believed on his name. But he came into his own, and his own received him not. Would you receive him? Hallelujah. He's given us power. He's given us authority. He's given us honor. He's given us an inheritance. How do we go about looking sorry? Why don't we show up with our faces lit up? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, I'm in this. Yes, we are, but we have authority. We're in the flesh, but we have authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Y'all lack authority, don't you? Of course, God holds us accountable. Yes, he does. For all that he gives us. Yeah, all that we do, we must give account. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. To God be the glory. Oh, bless you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue, grounded and settled, and be moved not away from the hope of the gospel. Thank you, Lord. What you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Praise the Lord. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you. How do you talk, Paul? You rejoice in your sufferings, even for us, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ. Where? In my flesh. For his body's sake. As Jesus Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that have suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Thank you, Lord. Which is the church? Because of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. The church is the body of Christ. Whereof I'm made a minister according to the dispensation which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Paul talks about even this mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. That's not just the ones in the Catholic denomination who do a miracle, you know. Yeah, we are saints. Absolutely. By the word of God. By the will of God. And by the power of God. But this mystery Paul is talking about, to whom God would make known to his saints, God would make known to his saints what is the riches of the glory of this mystery even among the Gentiles. Y'all know what it is? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Then Agrippa said to Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself, like you are, like I am. Y'all see I'm answering for myself this morning, talking about the hope that I have. Nobody's going to take it away from me. Praise the Lord. So Paul stretched forth his hands and answered for himself. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews. Praise the Lord. Especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech you to hear me patiently. Thank you, Lord. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God and of our fathers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How about you? Unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope, say King Agrippa, I'm accused of the Jews. Praise the Lord. Acts 23:6, but when Paul perceived that one part was Sadducees, how sad, huh? And the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope and resurrection of the dead. Am I called in question? When he had so said, there arose a dissension between them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the multitude was divided, for the Sadducees said there is no resurrection. How sad, huh? Neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confessed both. There arose a great cry. The scribes that were of the Pharisees part arose and strove, saying, we find no evil in this man. But if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God. Isn't that wisdom? Acts 24, then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, for as much as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself. That's the privilege we all have. Hallelujah. We can and should sanctify the Lord God in our hearts and be ready always to give an answer to any man that would ask us of a reason of the hope that is within us. Hallelujah. So we can speak for ourselves. I still remember Obadiah. He did answer right. I said concerning him and Mary, I said, y'all call yourselves Christians? Obadiah said, I do. Ain't that a good... We're going to hold you to it, Obadiah. We're going to hold you to it, Obadiah. Praise the Lord. Y'all consider yourselves to be Christians? Amen. See, now you're answering for yourself. Don't ask your kinfolk. Don't go up online and look for likes. Praise God. You get on Facebook and say, A-B-B-A, like. No. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we do more cheerfully answer for ourselves. And that we do continuously. Yeah, we are witnesses. Absolutely. And hopefully when folks see us, they'll say like they did concern Peter and John. That we've been with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Ain't that all right? Or they say there's one of these... people that come over from Maryland, what Aisha, what'd she do? Therapist? Well, the testimony is that she's been with Jesus. That's how it ought to be. Now, hopefully, her testimony is the same concerning you. Hopefully, she said, yeah, that these people, they've been with Jesus. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Yeah, He don't deny himself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, Charlene. Yes. Because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. They neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city. Neither can they prove the things where they accuse me.
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah. But this I do confess, Charlene, that after the way that they call heresy, so worship the God of my Father. Believe in all things that are written in the law and in the prophets. Hallelujah. And ever how they accuse us here, that's what I say. Yeah, I live and confess that I believe what they say they believe. Hallelujah. That there's going to be a resurrection. Both of the dead and the, huh? The just and the unjust. Absolutely. The just and the unjust. So that lets you know that everybody's not going to be raised just. There's going to be a judgment Praise God. For the just, for the unjust, there's going to be a resurrection for the just, for the unjust. Some raise to resurrection of eternal life. Some raise to eternal damnation. First and second resurrection. Those that have part in the first resurrection. That second death has no power over them. See again? We've got power. We've got authority. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Give God the praise. Raise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. Hallelujah. You know, the promise he made to Abram was he was going to have a son. He was old. His wife was old. All they had was a promise of God. Huh? They did keep him, though. The longer they waited, the older they got. The more impossible the situation came. See, that's how God does it. When we get to the end of your hope in the things that there's no hope in, then you'll have hope. Huh? The hope that won't fail. The hope that make it not ashamed. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Woo, help me, Jesus. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, through unbelief, through unbelief. Bad stuff. Huh? We should kill it dead every time. Huh? We shouldn't chummy up with it. No. Don't say you never done it. Praise the Lord. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. You know, that's how many didn't enter into the rest. They could not enter in because of unbelief. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that whatsoever he promised, he was also able to perform. Hallelujah. I believe God is able to save us to the uttermost. Thank you, Lord. Paul said, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow. That's what your kinfolk allow. Huh? That they have hope toward God. No? And that there should be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. But he goes on to say, and herein do I exercise myself. See? So here I exercise in that. Praise the Lord. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Glory, glory, and they that hope in God have faith. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. On the end of our faith is our salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the blessed hope, the lively hope, the hope that maketh not ashamed. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. So, exercising ourselves. Paul said he exercised himself. Therein having hope. And another place he talks about exercising our senses, both to discern good and evil. Praise the Lord. The other day we was talking about exercise. Talking about he exercised and his muscles got big. Hallelujah. Exercise is needful. It'll help you do what you need to do. Praise the Lord. That's why we work with Sister Marilyn. So she can do what she needs to do. But she has to exercise herself. It's the same with us. You can apply it spiritually or naturally. Though God has given us great things, they're not going to prosper except we exercise them. That means that we consistently do them or consistently apply them. The word I found today was intermittent. Intermittent. That means stopping or starting at irregular intervals. You know, that's no good. That's not exercising yourself. But that we consistently, have this hope, exercise this hope, walk in this hope. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we have trials. Yeah, that's the exercise of our faith. Absolutely. So we can be strong in the faith. Hallelujah. Giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Also, think it not strange, my brothers and sisters, concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. Thank you, Lord. After that, we've suffered a while. He'll make us perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. Prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. So what will you do in the end thereof? And I've seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal, caused my people Israel to err. I've seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. God said concerning the prophets, if I had sent them, then they would have caused my people to turn from their wickedness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I've seen a horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is a whoredom of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered and the wickedness of Samaria. For they commit falsehood. And the thief cometh in. And the thief cometh in. And the thief cometh in. And the troop of robbers spoileth without. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about. They are before my face. They made the king glad with their wickedness and the prince with their lies. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we would be not intermittent. Fervent, consistent. Is that all right? Always. In everything, giving thanks. Always rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let me see. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. The feeling or desire or confident expectation that something positive will occur often as a motivation to cope with adversity. And the verb is to cherish a desire with anticipation. Paul speaks of it perfectly, Philippians 1:20, my earnest expectation. But remember what it is. It's that Christ might be magnified in his body. Y'all, that's what Paul's, yes. Not to go to silence and get, but that Christ might be magnified in his body. What a precious hope, huh? not, huh? Doesn't matter how he wants to do it, whether by life or by death. Glory, glory. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is unseen, but it is known, and it's manifest in the patient waiting. But what people hope for, they wait for. Yes, that's one thing the patient waiting does. It sifts out the ones that don't have the hope. Of what a man has hope, he waits for. Patient waiting manifests the hope. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So faith is what one possesses when he have hope in God. That's what we have. Hope in God. So we have faith. Now men have hope. Praise God. But they don't all have hope in God. So their hope won't save them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we are saved by hope. Why? Because it's hope in God. Praise the Lord, saints. Lord, bless the word to your hearts. May we rejoice in him always and again rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Brother David, you're going to pray today? Amen, amen. Surely y'all going to answer for yourselves this morning. Hallelujah.
I do thank you, Lord, for the word we heard today. And thank you for another day, Lord, to wait upon you. We pray, Father, you would strengthen us, Lord, this day and help us along the way, Lord. Give us what we need, Father, to endure, I pray. And thank you, Father, for your help, Lord, for helping us along the way. Thank you, Jesus. You are a very present help in trouble, Lord. And we need you, Lord, for the time of trouble is near. We need you now more than ever, Lord. And so help us to keep our minds stayed on you and help us, Lord, to be at peace with one another, Lord, and not contentious. Oh, God. Yes, Lord, help us not to be biting and devouring one another, that we might be consumed one of another. But, oh, Lord, help us not to be ignorant of Satan's devices as he would have us to be at war with one another instead of at war with him. So we need your help, Lord. But you have given us the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. So I pray, Lord, you would bring down the strongholds here and abroad, even to the seat of Satan, Lord. Bring them down. Bring down the high places. Let the graven images be broken in pieces. Oh, God, let the groves be burnt with fire. Let them be consumed, Lord. Let the wind drive them away. And let us go on to perfection, Lord. But we need you, Lord. We need you to help us. We need you always, Lord. So thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for helping us, Lord.
Bless your name, Lord.
And for giving us what we need, when we need it. You know, Lord. You know all things. Thank you for the rain in due season, for the increase in the fields, Lord. Thank you for the fruit of the trees, the fruit of the vine, and the wonderful harvest. Help us, Father, to be faithful in the harvest, Lord, and help us to be faithful stewards in whatever we do. Oh, God, but most of all, Lord, help us, Lord, to thank you and to be thankful always. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. But I, Lord, for one, am so very thankful that you should care for me, that you should help us, Lord, to move in faith and call us out of the world, which we do not belong in this world. Although we are here, we are not of the world, and we are homesick to go home. Oh, Lord God, but we know, Lord, we know that you shall come again. You shall save your people and deliver us. And you will do it, Lord, for you cannot lie. So thank you, Father, for your truth, which makes us free. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for making us free indeed. Oh, Lord God. So be with us as we go about our day. Help us to work together as one, that we may do all things well in Christ. Thank you, Father. Touch your people wherever they are, Lord, in the worldwide body of Christ. Be with them, Lord, in their time of trouble. Be with your people, Lord. Comfort those who mourn, I pray, Father. Oh, God, help us, Lord, to support the weak. Help us, Father. We need your help, Lord. And thank you. Thank you for all things, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David, for praying for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I still have hope. Yeah, I hope to see old Mark and Rebecca and Rachel coming through the door. Huh? That's my hope. Y'all don't hope like that? Yes. Hallelujah. Hope to see old Rico on fire for God, talking right, walking right. Hallelujah. Yeah, I hope to see Overline coming through the door and John Paul coming through the door. See, I have this hope. That's not the hope. Understand? My hope is in the Lord. Hallelujah. But since I have hope in God, I have hope like that. Because that would be him showing himself mighty, which he does all the time, in the way that he desires. Y'all know y'all being here is a mighty work of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Aren't you grateful? Huh? That he called you, that he chose you, that he redeemed you. Praise the Lord. On the battlefield for my Lord. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming.